Hello, travelers, and monster catchers abound. I'm Stella Ferris, and you've crash-landed on the Monster Catchers Journal podcast, and I really hope you liked today's episode about Circlenum. I first mistook Circlenum for a trick of the light. The storm had settled into that eerie quiet that only comes after heavy snowfall, when the world feels padded and distant. My breath fogged in front of me as I crossed the frozen flats, scanner humming low at the side. That was when the snow began to glow, not bright, not blinding, just a soft glassy shimmer like moonlight trapped beneath ice. Then the ground stood up. Circlenum rose from the snow in slow, careful motion, as if gravity itself was something it needed to negotiate. Its body was sculpted from packed snow and frost, but its head was crowned with jagged blue crystals that caught the starlight and fractured it into sharp angles. The crystals looked grown, not placed, part of it. Its eyes were smooth, oval, and a deep violet, glowing with a quiet awareness rather than aggression. Despite being a golem, Circlenum moved it with an almost delicate grace, hovering just above the snow's surface. Small chunks of frost drifted lazily from its shoulders, never fully falling, as if caught in its orbit. The air around it crackled, faintly, cold enough to sting my lungs. The scanner finally chimed. Species, Crystal Snow Golem. Name, identification, Circlenum. Threat level, variable. Behavior, defense, territorial. That's when the temperature dropped. Circlenum raised one slender arm and the crystals in its crown rotated, grinding softly against one another. A ring of frost exploded outward, perfectly circular, freezing the ground solid in an instant, my boots locked in place as ice raced up my legs. So, that was its first ability. Observed ability, permafrost halo. Circlenum generates a circular freeze field, immobilizing anything caught within its radius. I barely managed to trigger a heat flare to break myself free before the second ability manifested. The crystals flared bright blue, and the snow above us began to fall upward instead of down. Shards of ice formed midair, slowly at first, then faster, until they collapsed inward in a spiraling crash. Observed ability, crystal descent. Condenses airborne ice into falling crystal shards that strike with delayed impact. Circlenum wasn't trying to kill me, that much was clear. Every attack landed just off center, forcing me to move to react. This wasn't rage, it was a warning. I lowered my capture device to the ground and turned it on. Instead of advancing, though, I sat down the device in the snow. That's when Circlenum finally approached. Up close, I noticed the cracks in its crystal crown, old fractures repaired with fresh frost. A guardian, then, something that had been standing watch for a very long time. When I extended my glove hand, Circlenum hesitated, its violet eyes flickering, snow gathering between us, forming a slow, steady spiral. The third ability triggered without hostility. Observed ability, Stillfall. A status field that slows movement and calms aggressive entities, lowering hostility and energy output. The storm inside my chest eased, the cold stopped biting. For a moment, everything was silent. That was when I understood. Circlenum wasn't meant to be taken, it was meant to be asked. I initiated the capture, not as a command, but as an invitation. The device glowed softly, mirroring the same circular pattern Circlenum favored. The crystals chimed once, like glass tapped by a fingertip, and Circlenum dissolved into snow and light, flowing willingly into containment. No struggle, no resistance. Capture status. Successful. Bond level, unusually high on initial contact. After the capture, I took Circlenom back to my sanctuary. I didn't really want to take him away from the sanctuary, but I did have to turn him in. He was a capture for a project to Professor Orion. When I found poor Circlenom, he was hovering near the cold wing when I went to retrieve him. Tracing slow, perfect circles in the frost along the stone walls, the air was calm there. Too calm. Even Snowpack had stopped rolling around, sitting perfectly still like a misplaced snowball, watching Circlenom with quiet respect. When I activated the containment seal, Circlenom didn't resist, but the crystals in its crown dulled slightly, like a sky just before snowfall. That should have been my first warning. Professor Orion's lab was loud in the way cold places shouldn't be. Machines hummed, scanners chirped, and the overhead lights buzzed faintly. The walls were lined with containment units, each holding something rare, dangerous, or misunderstood. Orion stood at the central console, hands clasped behind his back, posture rigid, as ever. "You're late," he said without looking at me. "I had to stabilize the capture," I replied, placing Circlenom's capsule onto the platform. Its metal pyramid shape, almost as big as my hand. "It's not aggressive. It reacts to..." "I'll decide what it reacts to," Orion interrupted, finally turning, his eyes locked onto the capsule with the sharpness I didn't like. "This is your final project specimen?" "Yes," I said. "Its name is Circlenom. It's a crystal snow golem. Defensive, territorial, but intelligent. Highly sensitive, too." Orion activated the scanner. The lab temperature plunged instantly. Circlenom emerged in a wash of frost light. Hovering above the platform, the crystals in its crown rotated softly and slowly. Uncertainly, as well. Its violet eyes flickered from me to Orion and back again. The circular frost pattern began to form under it. Subtle, restrained. Orion's scanner went wild. "Incredible," he muttered. "Energy symmetry off the charts. Perfect circular mana flow. Do you know what this could do if properly directed?" Circlenom's crystals tightened. "Professor," I said quickly, stepping forward, "doesn't respond well to force. It calms environments. It stabilizes." "Which makes it ideal," Orion said sharply. "A stabilizer can also be an anchor. Or a suppressor." That's when he did it. Without Orion and warning, Orion engaged the restraint field. A harsh, angular grid of red light snapped into place around Circlenom, cutting straight through the smooth circle of frost it had been forming. The temperature spiked violently, then dropped again. Circlenom let out a sound, not a roar, not a scream, but the sharp crack of ice fracturing under pressure kind of sound. "Stop!" I shouted. Circlenom's third ability triggered instinctively. Still fall. The lab quieted. The machine slowed. Even Orion's movement stuttered for half a second as the calming field tried to assert itself in dominance. Snow drifted gently upward, hanging in the air like suspended breath. For a moment, Circlenom looked at me. Not frightened, hurt. Then the strength filled, overwhelmed it. The circular frost shattered, collapsing inward. Crystals ascend, misfired. Shards forming and dissolving before they could fall. The permafrost halo flickered unevenly, freezing and unfreezing the floor in broken rings. Orion frowned. "Unstable and under containment. Interesting." "Professor Orion," I said, my voice shaking now. "It's not unstable. You're breaking its symmetry." Silence. And nothing was said after that. Orion slowly powered the restraint field down. Circlenom sagged in the air. Crystals dimmed, snow falling properly again. The lab temperature normalized, but the damage was done. Circlenom withdrew into itself, hovering closer to me without realizing it. Orion turned, studying me instead of this time. "You've grown attached," he said flatly. It's a living being, I shot back, not just data. He sighed, rubbing his temples. Your project will be graded on results, not sentiment. However, he glanced back at Circlenum, your bond clearly affects its output. That wasn't reassurance, that was calculation. I'll log Circlenum under provisional study. Orion continued, it remains here for observation, you'll assist. My stomach dropped. Circlenum's crystals gave one slow, dull rotation. I nodded because I had to. But as I left the lab, I wrote this in my journal, immediately, hands numb from more than just the cold. Final note. Circlenum trusted me. I handed it to someone who sees circles as cages. If its balance breaks, that will be on me, and I don't think Circlenum will forget that either. Orion scheduled my visits like they were favors. Twice a week, 30 minutes, always supervised, always logged. The first time I stepped back into the lab's cold wing, the air felt wrong, too sharp, too controlled. The floor had been etched with angular containment lines now, overlapping grids meant to interrupt circular energy flow. I hated them on sight. Circlenum hovered at the center of the chamber. It was smaller than usual. Not physically. Its form was intact, but space it occupied felt diminished. The crystals in its crown no longer rotated freely. Instead, they moved in short, hesitant increments, like they were afraid of completing a full circle. Frost gathered beneath it, tried to spread, then stopped at the containment markings as if hitting invisible walls. When Circlenum saw me, its violet eyes brightened. The temperature dipped gently. Naturally, snow lifted from the floor in a soft spiral that Orion's sensors didn't even register as a threat. Easy, I whispered, kneeling just outside the field. Circlenum drifted closer than the restraint allowed. The frost edged for me anyway, then tendrils sketching in complete rings around my hands. I took off my gloves despite the cold and let the chill bite into my skin. It was familiar now, honest. Sorry, I said, I didn't know he'd do that. The crystals chimed, quietly, uneven, still fall, activated, and reduced form, just enough to calm the room. The hum of the machine softened, my breathing slowed. From behind the glass, Orion watched, tablet in hand. Noticeable emotional synchronization, he said out loud. More to the recording than to me. Subject responds positively to handler presence. Circlenum isn't a subject, I muttered. Orion didn't correct me. Each visit followed a pattern. I talked. Circlenum listened. I told it about the sanctuary, about snowpack rolling down the steps and crashing into walls, about Aura Beak stealing things it couldn't possibly need, about the quiet places where snow was allowed to fall, however it wanted. Every time I spoke of circles, paths, routines, safe returns, and the crystal brightened a little. The lab hated that. Containment alerts flare more often now, triggered not by aggression, but by coherence. Circlenum's energy reading stabilized whenever I was present, forming perfect loops of the system struggled to quantify. On my fourth visit, I noticed the cracks. Fine fractures along the base of the crystal crown, glowing faintly white instead of blue, stress fractures, from restraint, from forced angles, from being told to stop halfway through being itself. Professor, I said later, concerned, and cornering Orion near the console, you're damaging it. I'm learning its limits, he replied coolly. Circlenum is adapting. No, I snapped, it's enduring. He studied me for a long moment. You're projecting. Maybe I was. But on the sixth visit, Circlenum tried something new. As I approached the field, the frost beneath it rearranged itself, not into circles, but into a spiral that leaned toward me. Careful and deliberate, the containment grid flickered. Alarms chirped. Circlenum's eyes locked onto mine, and for the briefest second, I felt the pull. The same sensation, the moment of capture, that invitation rather than command. Snowfall surged strong, this time, bleeding through the walls. The lab lights dimmed. The air went soft. Orion swore under his breath. Circlenum whispered, urgently holding my hands out. No, no, not like this. Spiral froze in place, trembling. The crystals chimed once, cracked again, and the energy collapsed inward. The arm stopped. The spiral melted back into uneven frost. Orion's face was pale. That, he said quietly, was an escape attempt. That, I replied, my voice shaking, was it trying to come home? After that, my visits were reduced to one once a week. But Circlenum remembers. Every time I enter the lab, a perfect incomplete circle forms beneath it. Always open on the side where I stand, and every time I leave, the frost lingers longer than it should, like the room itself is waiting for something to be made whole again. General Adam. Circlenum is not wakening. It is holding itself together, and I am the only circle it still trusts to close. It happened on a day I wasn't even scheduled to visit. Orion had called me to his lab. I knew something was wrong the moment I stepped into his lab. The cold winged lights were flashing in uneven pulses, and the air felt brittle, like it might shatter if I breathed too hard. Frost coated the walls in jagged patterns, no circles, no flow, just sharp broken lines. Circlenum was screaming, not with sound, with fracture. The crystals in its crown were spinning too fast now, grinding against each other, cracking at the edges. Rings of permafrost halo were firing and collapsing in rapid succession, freezing the floor and shattering it seconds later. Stillfall was trying to activate, failing, trying again. Orion stood at the console, calm as ever. Professor Orion, I said, voice tight. What did you do? I increased the stress threshold, he replied without looking at me. I need to observe failure condition. That was it. I stormed into the chamber, alarm shrieking as the containment field flared. Cold burned my legs, but I didn't stop. Circlenum's eyes snapped to me, wide, panicked, glowing too bright. Stop, I yelled, slamming my hands against the glass. Turn it off, Orion finally turned. This is controlled. No, I shouted, my voice cracking through the lab. This is you pushing it until it breaks because you want to see what happens. Circlenum's crystals split with a sharp crack. A shard fell, shattering on the floor. Something inside me snapped. You know better, I screamed. You're a professor. You teach monster ethics. Orion, you lecture about balance and consent and symbiosis. And then you treat Circlenum like a stress toy in a lab. The machine faltered. Stillfall surged, stronger than ever before. The lab went dead quiet, sound swallowed by a soft falling hush. Snow drifted upwards and froze midair. Even Orion froze, hands hovering over the controls. I didn't stop. It trusted me, I continued, tears freezing on my cheeks. It trusted you, and you keep cutting its circles in half, telling it to adapt, telling it to endure. Like, that isn't the same as torture. Orion's jaw tightened. You're being emotional. Yes, I snapped back. Because I care. And because you're forgetting that these aren't failures or data points. They're living beings that feel pain when you push them past what they're meant to be. Circlenum drifted towards me as far as their strengths allowed, frost wrapping around gently around my arms, despite the alarms. Its crown dimmed, spinning slower. But the cracks remained bright, aching lines. You taught me, I said, lowering my voice but not my anger. That a monster's power comes from harmony. Circlenum is harmony, and you are breaking it because you can't stand something you can't fully control. Silence. Then Orion did something I hadn't seen him do before. He looked at Circlenum, not the readings, not the data, but it. Slowly, he powered down the stress array. The containment grid softened. shifting from sharp angles to smooth curves. The temperature stabilized. Circlenum sagged, crystals chiming weakly, as if hovered lower, exhausted, but no longer fracturing. A long moment passed. I may not have miscalculated, Orion said quietly. I laughed sharp and broken. You didn't miscalculate. You ignored every warning sign because you assumed you were above being wrong. That one landed. Orion exhaled long and heavy. You're right. I admit. Voice low. I knew better. Circlenum Stillfall finally settled fully. A gentle calm washing over the room. Snow fell properly again. Orion turned to me. I will suspend aggressive testing. Effective immediately. That's not enough, I said. He met my eyes. What do you want? I looked at Circlenum, at the cracks in his crown, at the way it leaned toward me like an unfinished circle. I want it treated like a partner, I said, or I take this to the Ethics Council. Every log, every override. Another long silence. You may continue unrestricted visits, Orion said at last, and you will co-author the project findings. I nodded. Good. As I knelt beside the filled Circlenum extended a thin ring of frost that wrapped gently around my wrist, complete this time. Final note. Circlenum did not break today, but it came close. If Orion ever forgets what he's responsible for again, I won't stay quiet to keep the peace.